The following programming is sponsored by Home Improvement Fix and Facts. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Good morning and welcome to Our House here at WWDB, where your Tuesday morning really begins. You're listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway with another exciting show. How's that sound for being a radio announcer? Yay! We have a really interesting show, and if you can't listen to the whole thing, you are definitely going to want to check us out on the podcast later today or sometime during the week. And let me tell you what's coming up, because I'm super excited, super stoked to get this report from Qualified Remodeler about the top picks by remodelers, the top 100 picks by remodelers. Now, I doubt that I can get through all of those today, but I'm going to do my best. And what I find really interesting is there's a lot of products in here that you have heard me talk about over the years, products that I absolutely love that have made it to the list. So you, as a homeowner, as a builder contractor, as somebody who likes to suggest designers, you might really want to listen to this show and maybe download it, because there are going to be some amazing products that we're offering. And I'm going to get into a little bit more of that in a minute. But just remember, I am always available on Facebook and Instagram under Home Improvement Fix and Facts. And I thank all you who always send me questions and respond to what I'm talking about on the show. So that's Home Improvement Fix and Facts under Instagram and Facebook. Also, you can follow me right here at WWDBAM on the internet, and then click on my Home Improvement Fix and Facts page. You can listen live if you're driving in the car. Yay, great time to listen to Carol. And if you're going into the office, put me on there. Put me on some earphones so that nobody else hears what you're listening to, because you really want to know what's going on. But we are going to start off today's show, this beautiful sunny day. We are going to start off today's show with something. I just thought it would be a little bit of fun, because it was National Tire Safety Week, and so many of us are hitting the road, going on our vacations. Maybe we're going to an Airbnb to check out some of the renovations at those places. And we're going to have an expert joining us today. Russell Shepherd of Michelin is here to share some important information about taking road trips. And I also thought it would be important, because with a lot of our contractors, with the way we're loading down our trucks and the way we're moving our materials during the summer, it's kind of important to make sure that your vehicle is running properly, and tire safety is one of those things. When brakes stop, we know that brakes stop your wheels, but it's actually the tires that stop the car. And that's why making sure that your tires are properly maintained is of the utmost importance. So during National Safety Week, Russell, he's jumping in just a little bit late, because this is important. It's crucial to know how to keep your family safe when you're on the road, when you're moving your vehicles from job site to job site, and how you can save a little bit of money. So Russell is the Technical Communications Director for Michelin, and he's going to share some of those safety travel tips. And tire care is important any time of the year, all times of the year, but it's even more crucial during the summer. And we're going to go through a little bit of a checklist with him to talk about that. And, you know, you might say, Carol, this is a home improvement show. Why are you talking about tires? Because we are all moving around and our home for a lot of us is our oasis. But we still like to get away and travel and visit other places. And I'm one of those people that I love to book Airbnbs or bed and breakfast because I love to check out other people's houses. Maybe that's why I'm in this industry. Other people's houses. I love that. O-P-H. I'm just looking to see if I have anything happening there. but it's really important. So what makes Russell an expert? Russell Shepherd has more than 20 years of experience with Michelin North America Incorporated, the leading mobility company. He's working with tires, around tires and beyond tires to enable motion for life. He brings his expertise to new markets. Michelin is investing in high technology materials, 3D printing, and hydrogen to serve a variety of industries from aerospace to biotech. That's pretty broad. Shepherd has a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering from Florida A&M University and a master's degree in mechanical engineering from Georgia Tech. So he kind of does know what he's talking about, and he should be coming up any minute. So we want to respect Tire Week. We want to be critical of the maintenance tips, whether it's just going from job site to job site, or whether we're just doing a simple drive down to the beach, or whether we're doing a long road trip. So let's see what Russell has to say.
Russell, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Great.
What's the weather like there?
It's beautiful and sunny and seasonably cool.
Okay.
Which is nice, but people are getting ready to take their road trips, and it's National Tire Safety Week, right?
Right. It looks like you're going to get some rain Saturday, so I'll cover that a little bit.
Okay, definitely. Yeah, we have crazy weather here. It's kind of, you know, usually it's super, super hot this time of year, but has been not so much. We've had a lot of rain, though,
yeah. So
that'll be important. So how do we get ready for a road trip?
So there are a couple things to think about when you get ready for a road trip. One is to make sure that you can see, and the other is to make sure that you're ready to roll. So what do I mean about make sure you can see? Check your wiper blades and make sure they can clear the windshield and make sure you have wiper fluid. If your wiper blades aren't working effectively, replace them. The other thing you can do is make sure you're ready to roll. I've been a tire engineer for over 20 years now, and I can tell you it boils down to one thing. The only thing between you and your family and the road are your tires. So make sure your tires are ready to roll to keep your trip enjoyable and your family safe.
Wait a minute, Russell. You're a tire. You've been a tire engineer. How does one seek that career?
Well, you know, I've got a degree in mechanical engineering, a master's degree in mechanical engineering. The tire is very technical, and Michelin hires technical people to do it. The tire is actually pretty complicated. It takes a lot of engineering, and it's a lot of fun for somebody like me who enjoys engineering.
Uh-huh. I love it. I just have never heard of such a thing, and I'm sure our listeners haven't either. So what are some of the most important things that we need to know about checking our tires?
So there are three things to know when you check your tires. One, check your tire pressure. This is important because keeping your tire pressure correct helps you save on fuel, or if you're in an electric vehicle, it helps give you the maximum range you can get, protect your range in your electric vehicle. To know your tire pressure, look on the inside of the door. There's usually a sticker there, and you can look and see your tire pressure or look in your owner's manual book. But check your tire pressure, make sure it's correct. Make sure that the vehicle's been sitting for a couple of hours. When you roll, the tire pressure actually goes up, and the recommended tire pressure is when it's cold.
Oh.
The second thing you can do is check your tread depth. Now, how? Experts use wear bars and tread depth gauges, but there's a simpler way for you and I, and that is a penny test. What you do is you take a penny and you have it facing with Abraham Lincoln's head facing you, and you put that penny in the tread, head down. If you can see the top of Abe's head, it's time to check your change your tires.
Oh, do that head in several down. Spots.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it was head down. Okay.
Yeah. So again, if you can see the top of his head, it's time to change your tires. That's an easy way to do it. The last thing to do is to rotate your tires. We recommend rotating your tires every 6,000 to 8,000 miles. So check if you're in that window and if you are rotating your tires. Why should you rotate your tires? They make sure that the tires wear evenly. They give you the best traction, and that ensures that your tires the longest life possible. So that's one of the things you can do.
Russell, I have a question. Is it fine to underinflate your tires or overinflate your tires depending on like winter or summer?
So tires and vehicles are designed for that inflation pressure regardless of the weather. You really don't want to underinflate your tires or overinflate them. Overinflating them makes them wear irregularly, and underinflation also can cause irregular wear. And if you severely underinflate them to the point where they're nearly flat, you can actually damage the tire. So just stick with the recommended air pressure, and you'll be fine.
Okay. So what tires would you recommend for our family trips and adventures?
So a great tire for family trips is an all-season tire, especially in Philadelphia, where you have rain. I think you're going to have rain later on in the week, maybe this
weekend. Yes, we are.
And you have snow. So a great product that Michelin has is the Michelin Cross Climate 2. It's designed for a comfortable ride, deep water traction, as well as it's winter certified. So when you have those snowy days, you'll get good traction with that type of tire.
Okay. So what about alignment? I've heard that if your alignment is out, it can mess up your tires. Is that true?
That is true. That's a very good question. So when you hit a pothole or a bump, sometimes you can knock your wheel out of alignment. And what that means is it's essentially not rolling as straight as you want it to do. And when that happens, the tire can wear irregularly. So a good thing to do is, it's a time where you can get your oil changed, get your alignment checked, and get your pressures checked at many service centers. That's a good thing to do. But that will cause your tires to wear irregularly.
How can you tell that your car is out of alignment?
So one way to tell is you're comfortable. It's a car that you're familiar with. Is it starting to pull? That's a sign that it's out of alignment. If you look at your tires and they wear unevenly, if you see more of Abe's head on the same tire in one position versus the other, you may have an alignment issue. Alignment issues can make the inside wear faster than the outside, for example.
Okay. Russell, you need to create some self-aligning tires.
We'll work on that. How about that?
That's pretty cool. So for all of our road warriors out there, what other suggestions do you have?
So there are a list of suggestions, and believe me, I can talk hours and hours about tires. What I would suggest for more advice is go to MichelinMan.com. There's actually a section there with road tips and tires one-on-one, so that you can actually see a picture and descriptions of things like the penny test, advice on alignments and tire rotation. MichelinMan.com is a great source for answering many of your questions about road tips and tires.
I like that, but I have one last question for you. For those of our listeners that are contractors that are constantly carrying heavy loads in their vehicles, does that affect the tires as well?
That's an interesting question and a good one. So contractors carrying heavy loads, they typically have a different type of tire. It is an LT metric. LT stands for light truck tire. And those tires are designed for those service conditions and maybe heavier loads, and rolling at heavier loads more often. For those types of tires, the air pressure in the tire varies with the load. So that's tires are designed for that type of condition, and just make sure that you understand your loading conditions and inflation pressures.
Awesome. Okay, I just thought I'd put that out there because I think of that in our industry. So again, before I have to let you go, what was that website again, Russell?
So the website for tips and even selection of Michelin tires is MichelinMan.com. Or
Michelin
you can call at 1-866-866-6605. but MichelinMan.com.
6605. I'm writing that down so I can repeat that back to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
I appreciate your time. You have a great day.
Again, Russell, thank you so much. And for those of you that might have missed the number, that is 866-866-6605. That's a lot of sixes in there. Definitely you want to go on there online or give them a call to check out the information. I mean, this is really important at this time of year. We never really pay attention to the things we have to. And that Lincoln penny head thing, I always had the penny the other direction. So just some good little tips. We are going to be taking a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to be talking about the top picks by remodelers this year for 2022, and I don't think I can get to all 100, but we sure are going to try. We'll be right back with more of Home Improvement Fix and Facts.
I will hug my mom.
I can't wait to embrace my brothers and sisters from choir.
We ask people what they would do when they get back to their loved ones.
I'll do a big barbecue and squeeze every face in my family. My brother, he better be ready for that bear hug, too.
I need to hug my girls.
Millions of people are getting vaccinated. It's our chance to get back to what we miss so much safely. And for people at higher risk of COVID-19 complications because of diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart conditions, or if you're a heart attack or stroke survivor, the COVID-19 vaccine is an important choice. With every vaccine, we are closer to a future free of COVID-19. The vaccines are safe, effective, and the right response. Getting back to life. Set your heart on it. It's up to you. For more information, go to heart.org/vaccine. A message from the American Heart Association.
Here's an important message for all first responders, tow truck operators, and anyone who works on Pennsylvania roadways. Every day, emergency responders just like you are struck by vehicles while working on the road. Some don't survive. Others are critically injured and can never go back to the jobs they love. Lives are changed forever in a matter of seconds. Today's drivers are more distracted than ever before and often don't see responders working on the road until it's too late. In 2020, emergency responders and other highway workers are being struck and killed at least once every 7 days. Remember, you can't help anyone if you become a victim yourself. Get trained in traffic incident management and learn how to survive. It's free of charge and it's waiting for you now. Work safely, stay alert, and stay alive. Your family, friends, colleagues, and the public you serve need you. This message is brought to you by Penntime and Beasley Media Group. Learn more about Pennsylvania traffic incident management training at penntime.com.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
And if you missed that segment, we just did that segment on tire safety. And you know what? I wish I was on the road again. I honestly do. And not the road coming to work every day or, you know, just driving around the neighborhood. Thanks, Willie Nelson. Thanks, Wes. So this is really exciting. I was like so stoked when I got this article and I was reading about the top picks by remodelers. It's a year's worth of coverage compiled into 100 products most accessed by us, the readers of this magazine and contractors. And it's one of my favorite magazines because it really keeps me up on trends and what's happening in the industry, qualified remodeler. And I told you about this a while ago that they were doing some top picks and to go online and enter your top picks. But I was just so excited to see some of my favorite products on here, favorite products that I recommend to you homeowners and contractors and designers on a regular basis. I don't know if I can get to all 100 today. I just don't know if I can do it. But to pick the best of the best and to be able to share them with you gets me really excited to be able to just like go through all these fun products.
Wait, Carol, did you say the best?
The best. Yes, they are better than all the rest. I mean, there's other ones on here that I also like, but yes, simply the best. These are the top 100. So, you know, we all have trends. We see trends come and go. We see paint trends come and go. You know, we gather data based on the things that we like, but using tabulations from Google and analytics tallies of website traffic on qualifiedremodeler.com, the editors of the magazine were able to determine to a great degree of precision the number of page views each product generated over the past year. And while no one is drawing on experience or expertise to generate the annual list that they put out, it certainly emerges with some trends that we're going to see. During a period of time when remodelers have been managing very strong demands for services, product shortages have presented huge challenges. We know that. To meet this demand, many suppliers in 2021 focused their product offerings on the most popular styles and finishes, of course. Variety to some degree, and variety went out the window. They looked carefully at the 2020, I want you to listen carefully, and then go on to the website, the podcast, and listen to some of these 2022 remodeler choices. And like I said, I'm hoping to do the top 100, but if I can't, and I can't get them all in because I'm so excited, maybe I'll finish them up next week. We'll see. Or maybe you can just seek them out on your own. Or maybe you can just reach out to me directly. You'll see a lot of new products and companies whose offerings rose to the top based on the many cases of their uniqueness. They offer a variety in the market being put, push to standard features, colors, shapes, sizes. And while, and I'm quoting this from the QR staff, while the Remodeler's Choice 100 is based on our consumer and builders and remodelers, interest level in products is expressed through the website page views. It is not presented, and I'm not presenting it in any ranking order. They tried to alphabetize it. I've pulled it out of its context because there's so many things like that. So they say, and I say, congratulations to all the companies who broke through with new products for 2021 to generate a high level of engagement with remodelers. Use this. Listen, designers, homeowners, remodelers, builders, use this as a resource to find solutions to products that you may not be familiar with or products that you have missed in the past, because they truly have been vetted by your peers. And there are so many, and I will probably be all over the place with this. But one of the first ones I wanted to start with, because everybody's always asking me about surfaces, about countertops. So I wanted to share the companies that made, I'll give their website address at the end of everything that I'm talking about, where you can find them. But I highly advise you to go back and listen to this podcast later. It is just loaded with information. So Caesarstone, that's CaesarstoneUS.com. Caesarstone debuted in the collection because of their neutral color surfaces. The White Light Collection, a series of new light color neutrals designed for interiors that inspire wellness and serenity. The array of lighter neutral colors captures the movement and the drama of natural stone. The collection has three new designs, the sandy tones of Amamina, the dynamic veining of Arabetto, and the timeless classic of Aterra Blanca. The stones are gorgeous. So if you want a simpler stone, a more neutral stone, Caesarstone, I love Caesarstone. I've used it. Everything I'm talking about here in stone surfaces, I have used and I love. Another one that made the list for quartz surfaces is Cambria. That's CambriaUSA.com. Cambria unveils four designs to bring the total to 12 new designs and one finish. Lee Bridge in Satin Ridge in 2021. Now remember, we picked these, the remodelers picked these out as they went through year 2021. So if I reference 2021, these were top picks for 2022. The Cambria is defined by dynamic earth tones, rich burgundies, and sophisticated grays. The designs Notting Hill, Cashel, Hermitage, and Clare demonstrate the enduring beauty that newfound energy can create. So you can find them, and this is what I really love. All four are available in matte or high gloss finishes. Now, I am definitely seeing a trend to matte finishes in on countertops. They have the same endurance in Caesarstone, Cambria, whoever it is that you might pick for your surfaces. So I just want you to know that. Do not ask a stone company or a granite company to hone down a surface for you that is normally bright and shiny and glossy, because it won't hold up the same way and will definitely void the manufacturer's warranty. Ultra compact surfaces, Dectin. I love Dectin products. They come from Cosentino.com. That's Cosentino, Cosentino.com. And I have visited their headquarters right here in the Philadelphia area in Oaks. And Dectin by Cosentino unveils its Dectin Staccata collection with six hues that draw inspiration from converted natural stone materials. The ultra compact architectural surface details resist to thermal shock, impact, UV rays, scratches, and stains. The new Dectin Stratonka collection includes colors like Olympia, Bergen, Arga, Targa, Sanga, and Corsco. Who cares? You can just go to their Cosentino website. Look up Dectin. Now, I will tell you, it is a more expensive solid surface than other materials that are out there, but truly gorgeous. And I would use it in a heartbeat if it was in my financial disposable income budget, but it is not. Another surface that has really been making a comeback, I have two for you. For solid surfacing, Floormica, floormica.com. Floormica launches the Everform Solid Surface by Floormica Group, a curated collection of acrylic solid surfacing designs to meet the new demands from architects to designers. Previously known as Floormica Solid Surfacing, the 38-pattern collection incorporates eight new modern, minimalistic designs in subtle patterns and monochromatic tones for broad commercial and residential use. I've worked with Floormica, and I love it. And another surface that has, let me see if I can find it in the top 100. Another surface, believe it or not, for people that are trying to save a little bit of money, Wilson Art, just like it says, wilsonart.com. Wilson Art, I love it. They're laminates, but they are absolutely stunning and so much more durable than they've been before. And some of your old houses that you see from the 60s and 70s still have those laminate cabinets in them, the wooden laminate, you know, the white and the wood that are so dated. But if you can't afford to put some of these solid surfaces in, I am shocked at what Wilson Art has done. It's debuted its high pressure laminate HPL stone collection. They are designed to offer surfaces that seamlessly enhance all environments and create comfortable and inviting living spaces. The line of the new HPL high pressure laminate design, it offers affordability with luxury and a new textured finish and 16 designs, all reminiscent of various natural stone surfaces. I have seen them. I have worked with them. And they are gorgeous. So if you're somebody that's trying to be a little bit budget conscious, maybe you're flipping a house and you don't want to put the stone in, check out the laminate surface. They are gorgeous. Some of the things that have hit my list, I'm doing some of the inside stuff first because we have all the outside builder stuff from, you know, water heaters to insulation. But some of the things that got me really excited that hit the list of materials that I absolutely loved, and I went nutso to see that they were on the list. One of my favorite companies, EasyDrain.com, they have amazing, super slim linear drains. I am a fan. I have always been a fan of linear drains. They have been one of my favorites for forever and ever and ever. And you've heard me tell you here that if a contractor tells you he won't put one in or he doesn't know how to put one in, then he's not the right person for you. Either have him bring in a tile guy that knows how to do it, or maybe you want something else. But super slim drains. They're easy sanitary solutions. They revolutionized drain insulation with their new super slim design X series shower drains. The X's is a small linear drain made with German quality engineering and an exclusive Dutch design. Okay, there's two great countries right there putting some great design together. The X's combine state-of-the-art technology with a super slim design for a minimalistic aesthetic. The X series is available in lengths of 19 3/4 inches all the way up to 47 1/4 inches. I am such a huge fan of linear drains. They have been one of my favorites for I cannot tell you how long. And another one that made the list is LinearDrains.com. Very simple. Lux Linear Drains offers an attractive, high-performance replacement for traditional center floor drains with its modular V-channel wedge wire drain kit. Engineered to meet a wide range of residential drain needs, the kit includes a 48-inch modular V-channel and a 48-inch premium wedge wire grate, two end caps and an outlet joiner and a standard joiner for coupling two lengths together if you have to. So let me say to you, if you are looking for these products, if you want to get some feedback, if you need help in knowing where to go and buy them, if you're not sure which plumbing supply house to go to, please reach out to me, Carol Holloway, right here at Home Improvement Fix and Facts, and I can point an amazing plumbing supply house to you that I love, Grove Supply, as well as others that I know are out there. And I can put you in touch with great and amazing reps and sales reps for those companies that will walk you through the process. And they're people that I've worked with for over 12 years. Oh my gosh, 12 years, 14 years in this industry of just the plumbing supplies. So I would love to be able to help you with that. When it comes to indoors, the other thing that we are always looking at on our indoors is cabinetry. And what kind of cabinetry in our house when we're remodeling is going to be the best cabinetry for us? How do we decide whether it's indoor or outdoor? There are a couple different cabinet companies that I can recommend to you. Some of these I've used, some of them I haven't. So if you're going outdoors, I'm going to just jump you outside for a couple minutes. If you're doing outdoor cabinets, you can go with Danver, DANVER.com, Danver Stainless Outdoor Kitchens. With Brown Jordan Outdoor Kitchens and Trex Outdoor Kitchens announces a new cabinet door style, Venice. It's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Featuring a flat frame with a 3/4 inch reveal and a solid center, it allows for a single color powder coated finish or a bold color combination with the potential to use two contrasting hues or a combination of stainless and powder coated. I love powder coated products. You know, I know of a company, I'm not even going to give you their name, but if you ever want something powder coated or you want to redo your outdoor furniture and get it powder coated, what a great way to go. The pricing is usually very reasonable and it lasts and endures forever. But let's go back inside. Let's look at some of the cabinetry that we can put into our bathrooms, our kitchens, our surfaces within our house. One of those is DoraSupreme.com. Their cabinet colors are amazing. Dora Supreme Cabinetry announces its curated color collection of painted finishes designed to help designers and homeowners select from a curated set of trending colors. Six colors that were released include Gale Force, Cyberspace, Software, Rock Bottom, Silver Strand, and Cast Iron. As you can tell by the names, they're all in the group of gray. But beautiful, beautiful cabinetry. Cabinet doors. If you're looking to do some replacements or you want to do some really beautiful wood cabinets, you can look at Elias Woodwork, E-L-I-A-S, woodwork.com. There, they launched a precision series of doors and drawer fronts, a new line of slim frame shaker doors whose narrow frames are fixed to a 3/4-inch panel. They can be customized in size, species, and finishing options. Precision Series Doors takes a streamlined modern style to another level with an innovative approach to simply adding a thin frame to a veneer panel. So for those of you that don't want to take down all the door panels, here's a great way to refinish. That's ElyasWoodwork.com. Beautiful, beautiful doors. Another style that I really like, let me see if I can pull it up real quick here. We're going to get into cabinet pulls in just a minute. Let me see if I can find my, because the list is so, so long of everything that they have to offer. Let me see if my other doors were in here. I'm just looking real quick to see if I can pull it down, because when I wrote these, I did not put them in any particular order. Plus, I have everything right in front of me. Oh, here we go. For your kitchen. Now, a lot of us can go to the cabinet companies and order all the ancillary things, the pull-out shelves, the racking, the, you know, the things that spin around and turn and add more shelving space. I was surprised. RevaShelf, rev-a-shelf.com, made it to the top 100. And you've seen their ads. They're beautiful. My husband, who is a carpenter, can make shelves like this. But for those of you that don't have a handy-dandy carpenter or a construction person in the family, then you might want to consider this. RevaShelf takes the frustrations out of storing cookware and products that where you want pullouts. So they're specifically designed for cookout storage and organization, available for 18 and 24-inch base cabinets, the 4CW2 series two-tier cookware organizer incorporates dovetail construction, chrome accents, wooden pegs, lid and pot pan organizers, and full extension over travel Movoto soft slide closes. I've seen these. They're beautiful. They work. And if you want to add more space, and this was a frustrating thing for me, I recently just switched my cabinetry where I had my storage to move all my pots and pans to my pull-out shelves because I had stupid things on there like, you know, baggies and the toaster. And now it's so easy to access my pots and pans. So those are some great things that you want to put in your kitchen. I just want to put that in there. That is an amazing thing to give you more space. When it comes to interior design and contractors and homeowner picks for the interior of your home when you're doing your house, and again, these are in no particular order, I am going to tell you about a couple products, some of my favorites in hardware. There's the Delaney Hardware, which DelaneyHardware.com, which adds 7 fashion-forward finishes and styles to its portfolio of luxurious hardware. From contemporary to farmhouse, they include design styles in a matte black finish and satin brass finish. Digital lock and Logan lever, contemporary square pocket locks, barn door 12-inch round pull combos, interconnected deadbolts with V-ed levers and Taluna levers. These are like amazing. Some of you know what I'm talking about, some of you don't, but that is a hardware company that I love. And another one that made there, oh man, there were so many. Another one that made the list that made me really excited. Let me see if I can pull it up again. I believe it was my M-Tech. Let me see if I can. I love M-Tech. Oh my gosh, they have the best stuff out there. And I'm just trying to see if I can pull up their stuff going down the list. Hardware Resources, that is another one. Okay, here we go. CabinetPoolsHardwareResources.com expands the Hadley collection by elements to include more lengths and finishes. That's really important. For those of you that are measuring hardware, what you want to do when measuring hardware is you want to measure on, if you're doing pools, you want to measure what's called the C2C, the center to center. If you already have holes drilled in your cabinets and you are wanting to replace them with new pools, maybe you want to go from the chrome that you had to a matte black. What you want to do is take that knob or that pool, not the knob because a knob is a knob, but take that pool off the cabinet and measure from the center of the screw on the back of that to the center of the other screw or the hole, whichever it may be. That's called your center to center. Or better yet, take one off and take it with you to like Grove Supply and have them help you pick one of those items out. And it'll make it really easy for you to be able to get the right size for your cabinets and not have to fill in and drill extra holes. Baldwin Design, BaldwinHardware.com. Love them. Baldwin Hardware unveils larger interior escutcheon designs with enhanced egress functionality for its handsets. They have the Reserve Collection, which adds a satin brass PVD finish, now available in both traditional and contemporary. Available to order immediately. The additions were carefully considered and curated to offer more options to customers and the growing demands that they have for the things that they want in their house. Let me see if I can find the other going down my list. Skim. I did Hardware Resources. I'm just trying to make sure I'm not missing. I wanted to tell you about M-Tech, and I can't find them right now as I'm going through my list. But when I find them, I will come back to them because they are also one of my favorite hardware companies. Okay, I'm going to take a quick commercial break because I've been talking so much I need to drink some water. And we'll be back with more of the top 100 remodeler picks.
Charlie died after taking a single pill that turned out to be counterfeit.
He was having back issues and it was a counterfeit poisonous pill.
Websites and social media selling fake medicines may look legitimate, but they're not. Drugs from these rogue pharmacies could have fillers like sawdust or deadly fentanyl.
He died in less than 15 minutes after taking the pill.
Now there's a free tool that can give you peace of mind. At safe.pharmacy, enter the pharmacy web address and you'll know if the site you're using is safe.
If you're not getting your prescriptions from a legitimate source, that next dose you take could be your last.
We just don't want other people to go through what we're going through. It's just horrific.
Go to safe.pharmacy. Find out about fake medicine on social media and if the site you're buying from is safe.
Women Heart is in a race to save lives. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. It's 80% preventable, if you know the facts. Millions of women are living with or at risk of different types of heart disease, like AFib, which is a type of irregular heartbeat. It affects both women and men, but women with AFib have a higher risk of stroke and death than men. Get educated. See your doctor. Know the facts. Diet and exercise are key to staying healthy. Know the risks. Women Heart does something really unique, solely focusing on women and providing peer-to-peer support. To win this race, we all have to do it together. Our hearts beat as one. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
Yes, they are. We are talking about the top 100 remodeler picks. And let me tell you, I will not get through all of these. So I'm sticking strictly, other than the outdoor cabinets I did, I'm sticking strictly to the interiors this week. And next week, we'll be back with the rest of the top 100 remodeler picks, where we're going to go outside and do all the outside picks. But if you cannot wait and you really want to know what's going on, or you have a question like, oh my gosh, what could I put around my pool? Please call me and I will help you, because I have the top 100 remodeler picks. Okay.
Simply the best.
Yes, they are. They are the best. Okay. So we're talking about inside the house, and we're kind of gearing towards the kitchen and the bath and interior surfaces within the home. So one of the things that made my list that made me really, 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 really happy is one of my favorite faucet companies. You have heard me talk about Waterstone faucets in the past. I love Waterstone faucets. WaterstoneCo.com. Waterstone. I love Waterstone faucets because they are made 100% in the United States. I talked about them on my Made in the USA series. And Waterstone creates contemporary, traditional, modern, and industrial Posi Lock pull-downs, PLPs they're called, positive lock pull-downs. Their faucets add quality and functionality to the kitchen. The standard extended or prep size sprayers can be used to reach the corners of big sinks before sliding back up to lock in place. The PLP design holds the ergonomic handles in place and prevents sag when not in use. Now, they make this beautiful water wheel. Grove has it, Grove Supply. If you go into Grove Supply looking for any of these items, please say that you heard it here on WWDB. Ask for Rob. He is amazing and will help you through everything. I am a fan of Waterstone. Again, super high quality, super gorgeous, amazing. They're the kind of faucets that are so gorgeous that if you move from your house, you want to take them with you. That's how amazing they are. They are a little more pricey from a dollar and cents standpoint, but definitely worth every single penny. I love them. They are one of my favorites. Also, when it comes to working in the kitchen, Mr. Direct INT, that's MrDirectINT.com. Mr. Direct just unveiled a Sink Link, an innovative installation piece that co-joins an undermount sink and laminate countertop in a flushed finish constructed from thick, durable plastic. I never heard of this product. Sink Link is available in white, gray, and black to match any decor. It also comes in different sizes, making it compatible with a wide range of Mr. Direct stainless steel and porcelain undermount sinks. Never heard of the company. It was picked as a top 100, so I'm talking about it because I see the pictures here. It's pretty darn gorgeous looking. And so I'm going to talk about it because it made the top 100. Another item that made the top 100, which made me really happy, DeltaFaucet.com. You know I'm a Brizo Delta girl. You know I love their products over a lot of others, certainly not over Waterstone. But the workstation, Delta Faucet launched 3 workstation sink collections. The first sink offering in the brand's nearly 70-year history. I was going to say, I know that they didn't have a lot of offerings as far as sinks go, mostly faucets. The workstation sinks are designed with a ledge that supports things like cutting board, roll-up dish drying racks, containers for chopping, allows the user to utilize the space over the sink for completing daily kitchen tasks. Now, I've used many different companies' workstation sinks, and I love them, but I was really surprised to see that DeltaFaucet.com made the list with their new sinks after almost 70 years of putting faucets in kitchens and bathrooms. So that made me super, super excited. Another company that you have heard me talk about here, this is Interior. I mean, I cannot tell you how stoked I am when companies I promote and I love and I have installed make the list. One of my favorites, mtibath.com, and almost all of these products you can find at Grove Supply. Sculptured finished bathtubs. MTI brings the beauty of simplicity to the bathroom with its new metro-sculpted finished tubs. The freestanding design captures the elegance of minimalist design with crisp rectangular lines and a smooth absence of ornamentation. It complements both traditional and modern decor to create a lasting style statement of refinement and luxury. I am blown away that MTI made this list. I absolutely love their tubs. They come in a gloss and a matte finish and easy to clean with something as simple as a magic eraser. Hello. You get a scuff, you get a mark, you get a little scratch, you use magic eraser, boom, gone. MTI tubs, I have done all types. I've done alcove tubs. I've done freestanding tubs. I've done gloss. I've done matte. I've done everything with MTI over the past, I can't even tell you how many years, like I said, 12, 14 years. Love, love, love their tubs and super excited to see that they made the list. Okay, I have so much to talk about. I need to breathe. It's so hard. It's so hard when there's so many great things going on. Okay, for those of you that like shelving, now I am pretty particular about the shelving I put in my showers. So if you want to know what Carol recommends, you're going to have to reach out to me directly either at Instagram or Facebook at Home Improvement Fix and Facts because I have my favorite when it comes to shelving in the bathroom. But shower shelving, Schluter made the list. Schluter, for those of you that don't know Schluter, they've done a lot of floors, drains, wet bed systems. Schluter, S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R.com. Schluter Systems expands the finishes offered for its three recently introduced Schluter shelf designs, Pure, Wave, and Square. These designs are now available in six trendline color-coded aluminum finishes, matte black, matte white, gris, stone gray, cream, and bronze, as well as original brushed stainless steel finish. They're different. They're really kind of cool looking. They are not my first choice, but for those of you that like that shelf, I like in the wall stuff. It made the list, and it's kind of cool. When it comes to flooring in your home, TarquetteHome.com made the list. Tarquette, beautiful floors. I'm looking at beautiful herringbone pattern. Tarquette added 28 new designs to its fiber floor, residential, luxury sheet vinyl flooring, giving homeowners access to the latest trends. Now, we all know vinyl is less expensive than planks and boards. I'll get to them in a minute. The designs are available across the Fresh Start, Easy Living, and Lifetime collections and included trends for trend forward. Encaustic, captivating woods and beautiful marble and stone looks. The designs have been certified asthma-free and allergy-friendly. That's kind of cool for people that have those issues. So we all know that vinyl flooring can be very reasonably priced compared to other types of flooring that are out there. Let me just give you one more. Oh, my gosh. I barely put a dent in the list because I have simply the best of the top 100 remodeler products. Yes. You can also find woodplankflooring.com. Carlisle Wide Plank Floors unveils four distinctive nature-inspired additions to its full-time offering. The floors represent the most common requested from clients and designers. Inspired by the natural world, the additions include Forest Path, that's the traditional collection, Ocean Sand, which is the casual collection, Snow Drift, which is the retreat collection, and Winter Light, part of the casual collection. So that's woodplankflooring.com. Beautiful, beautiful flooring. I haven't even gotten to the walls or the windows or any of the other things that are going on in our houses. And I haven't even touched the outside. So next week will be part two, outside remodeler picks, because there is so much. Oh, one of the other things that I wanted to bring to your attention too is ventilation. If you are putting ventilation in the inside of your house, there were actually two companies that made the ventilation list for ventilation in your house. Now, the first one, let me put my hands on it again, was Boosted Ventilator. Panasonic debuts its next generation Intel Balance 100 Energy Recovery Ventilator with an occupant-controlled boost function. With a flip of a switch, Boost increases the fan speed to the highest setting, increasing airflow on demand. It is ideal when in large gatherings in a home and requires greater ventilation. That's napanasonic.com. And I have another one here. Oh my gosh, I haven't even gotten to the vanities yet. Oh no. Okay, we're going to save the next one. It's New Tone. I'm going to tell you about New Tone next week when I come back. I'll finish up with the interior stuff because there is just so much to offer. When I tell you Remodeler Choice 100, the top best picks. Yes, they are. And I'm loving this. I am so excited. I don't know if you can tell how much excitement I have over the products that are here. And hopefully I can work on having some of these people give us a call. Like MTI, I reached out to them but didn't give them enough time to give us a call in. But I will reach out and see if I can get them to call in next week and talk a little bit about their tubs, because they are freaking gorgeous. So next week we're going to come back and do lighting. Oh, here we go. Fresh air system. Braun New Tone turns on classic air ventilation into a single and versatile platform with their AL series. That's Braun, B-R-O-A-N hyphen newtone.com. They have the Virtuo Air technology, which analyzes and communicates the maximum achievable airflow for both exhaust and supply flows through an LCD screen. Now, you remember a couple weeks ago I talked about the air in your house. Is the air in your house making you sick? So here is Fresh Air System by Braun New Tone. So you definitely want to check them out as well. I just have so much. I will be back next week with so much more of these fabulous, fabulous, exciting products that you, our designers, builders, remodelers, picked out. And if you have any questions between now and then, or you want to ask me about something like, hey, what do you recommend for a water heater, blah, 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 we'll go over all that because I haven't even finished the rest of the interior of the house. So we will be back next week with more home improvement fix and facts with Carol Holloway right here at WWDB. If you missed any portion of the show, please go to my podcast and listen to the products I talked about. And we'll be back next week. Part two, top 100 best picks by remodelers.
Needs a little